Yeah. Okay, so in the middle of the Melacha of Baina, and we learned that if you repair a structure that's connected to the wall, adding to a structure, so then basically if it's permanent, it's a biblical prohibition. If it's temporary, you know, it's still rabbinic. Now, when are you allowed to do things to a structure? Let's say, like we said before, even though, let's say, paper towel, toilet paper, even though the toilet paper thing is connected to the wall, and you're putting in the rod and, you know, changing the toilet paper to paper towel, that's not a problem because it's not considered adding to the house. You're not adding, you put the toilet paper roll on and paper towel, you're not adding anything to the house. Now, some poskim hold that if it's something is not securely fastened on top and bottom, let's say you hang a curtain. Okay, you hang a curtain, and the curtain is either connected on top, but not on the bottom, let's say. So the curtain is not really secure, because it can move around. So that would also be allowed to do on Shabbos. Like if a certain, well, not shower curtain, you can't use a shower, but say a shower curtain, something like that. So you'd be allowed to put it up because it's number one, it's loose fitting. The curtain is not securely fastened, and it's not completely tied top and bottom.
Those vertical blinds, sometimes they fall off.
We'll learn is if it's made to come out off, on and off, you could do it. Otherwise, you can't. Yeah, I know. Sometimes if you come, but if it's not so common that it comes off and puts it back on, that it's not the normal way of doing it, then you're not allowed to on Shabbos. Yeah, but as long as you don't connect it to the bottom, so then it's not really...
But the idea is you put the rings on the bar and you leave it. You're right, it opens and closes easily, but it's not designed to remove...
Yeah, but I'm saying the fact, though, that it's a loose-hanging, flimsy curtain, it's not called boina even with rabbanon.
Even though it's designed.
Right.
Well, you were explaining why the toilet, the chain...
Oh, much. You wanted to get to this.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't fix anything on Shabbos. It's not always boina. There's a call that's called tikkun mona. You can't fix things on Shabbos. Things that are broken, you can't fix on Shabbos. One second. Now, for instance, there's an interesting argument in Aloch if you're allowed to plunge a toilet on Shabbos. A lot of poskim say you can plunge a toilet on Shabbos because you're not really fixing anything. It's like a stoppage. And you're just breaking through the stoppage. You're not fixing the toilet. The toilet's not broken that you need to fix it. The toilet is stuffed, and you're unstuffing it. Other poskim hold, no. The plunging a toilet is fixing the toilet, and therefore you shouldn't plunge the toilet. So the bottom line, halacha, they write that let's say if you have other bathrooms that you can use instead of that one, you should. But if that's the only bathroom, then you would be allowed to plunge it on Shabbos.
The chain you cannot fix.
The chain you can fix, because again, that's something that fell off and you're putting it on and it's connected to the toilet is connected to the building and therefore you're actually fixing it. Now, and really the truth is you can flush it without that chain. You can do it manually. You can stick in your hand into the tank, right? And pick up the thing and you'll flush it. So therefore, it's not something that you must have for human dignity that you need the toilet flushed. So that would be fixing, and that you wouldn't be allowed to do.
So if the water is running, you can close the valve.
Closing the valve is not an issue. What do you...
You're not doing it.
It's like opening a door and closing a door. Okay. When you close a door, you're not adding to the structure of the building.
Right.
If... Let's say you have a sliding door. You have a sliding door. And the sliding door comes off the
track.
So that you can't put back on in Shabbos. That's mamish fixing it. That's boinim. You're adding to the structure of the building that you can't do. And it was broken. Now you're fixing it. Yeah, all these things, by the way, about human dignity and all that, like a toilet plunger. Everybody says if there's a guy, there's no problem doing it.
Because of the dignity, but not the sliding door marshal.
No, that you can do. The same thing like, okay, I'll give you certain examples they bring down here. Okay, shower curtain. You can't retract, even though we said before, if it's loose, you might be able to do it, but even rabbinically, they say you shouldn't do it. Let's say you have a bulletin board. You know, many shuls would have a, years ago, now it's all of a shul. People don't have bulletin boards anymore. But when they used to have bulletin boards, for us old guys, we remember, right? Remember bulletin boards? So now I want to hang up an announcement on Shabbos. Okay, so let's say I have an announcement in a paper and I brought it right before Shabbos, but I didn't have a chance to thumbtack it in. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Because the bulletin board is attached to the wall and he is attaching something to the thing that's attached to the wall, so you wouldn't be allowed to do it.
But not that you clip on the letters to it. What about those?
Oh, those? It's also you wouldn't be allowed to. Because again, it's connected to the build. It's connected to the ground. Most of those, you know, like outside the shul, what time davening is, who's the rabbi, the chazan, this guy,
the
bar mitzvah.
The
question is, if they're made to take on and off. They are made to take it on and off, but the bottom line is, they're not made to take on and off like toilet paper. Here, you leave it on, you want it on for a week, it's going to stay on for a week. It's not something that you had to have a...
Post
notes to hang on the wall. Some people permit it, some people don't permit it. Again, for the same reason. The reason why they permit it, most people say you could do it, is because you're not actually doing anything. I mean, you're just thinking something that doesn't even stick well. And you're just putting it on. You know, it's not really anything like this. But obviously, you can't knock nails into the wall. Okay, hanging a picture on the wall. Many poskim say that you could hang a picture on a wall on Shabbos, and it's not called construction because it's decorative. You're not doing it to add to the building. You're doing it to make the building nicer. No. I said hang a picture. Hang a picture means you already have the hook, and you just hang the picture on the wall. So many poskim say you can do it. No, you can't put in the hook, you can't knock in the nail, you can't screw something in. I'll give you another example. Even though by Kalim, I'll give you another example. A mezuzah fall off on Shabbos. Okay? You're not allowed to put the mezuzah back on Shabbos. It's mukse, but it's not really... It doesn't matter if it's mukse because it's on the floor. You're allowed to pick it up out of respect to the mezuzah and put it away. A mezuzah can't be mukse. But whether the mezuzah fell off or the holder fell off, you still cannot put it back. So sometimes you have a holder, a mezuzah holder that's connected to the wall, and then, you know, it opens on top and bottom. You screw it in and, you know, on the top, put the mezuzah in, and then you just close it on top. So then, let's say the holder didn't fall off, but the mezuzah fell out somehow. You can't put it back in. Because again, you're adding to the construction of the building, and your intent, by the way, is to keep it there forever. You don't want to keep it there for a day. You're putting the mezuzah back forever. So you have to leave the mezuzah off until after Shabbos.
It's just like, some of them is just a plug in.
A what? No, then you can't because you're adding to the door.
You can do boner for sakana.
What?
If you call something sakana.
If it's sakana, you can do it, but then you have to do it only rabbinically, like with a shinui, you know, things like that. Well, like.
You ever walk on Shabbos on shift and make fire?
What?
And I'll deliver walk.
It was on Yom Kippur.
Oh, Yom Kippur, Shabbos.
He chopped wood. And he made the fire and he cooked soup for the woman that just gave birth. No, because that's a mitzvah to do if it's koch nefesh. If it's life endangering, there's a difference between a life endangering situation, a potential life endangering situation. Okay? Let's say, God forbid, a door falls down. Door falls off the hinges. Okay? And you have a bunch of little kids running around. It could be dangerous. It's not dangerous, yet. It's not, God forbid, the door fell on top of somebody and you have to take it off to save his life. That's one thing. But if a door falls down and it's not, but it could lead to it something dangerous. Okay? So then the din would be that you'd be allowed to move it, like even muktzah. I'll give you an example. We didn't learn muktzah yet, but if somebody takes it by mistake, you have a glass breaks on the floor on Shabbos. Okay? Technically, that glass is muktzah. It's not a vessel anymore. The broken glass. It's not muktzah. But you're allowed to clean it up. Especially if there's kids. Why? Because kids could come up to hurt themselves on it. They can cut their hands, their feet, whatever. You know, kids are kids. So the muktzah doesn't apply. But as far as other melachas go, you know, I'll give you an example. The toilet tank, not the toilet, the toilet tank that we're talking about. You could take the lid on and off. Even though you put it on, you're adding to the toilet, which is connected to the walls. Why isn't that called construction? And the answer is because it's made to take on and off. You have another interesting question. For instance, you have different building blocks. This is an issue of Baina, yeah? You have different building blocks. So years ago, they used to have, you know, what kids still play, the best toys, by the way, for the kids that are the simplest. Simple blocks, wooden blocks. They don't interconnect. They just, nothing. You just, you know, kids stack them on top of each other, then they knock it down and redo it, and it keeps them busy for hours, yeah? That you're allowed to do on Shabbos. It's not called construction. You're not doing anything. You're putting one thing on top of the next. It's not construction. But, l'moshul, you have Legos, or you have other things that actually interconnect with each other.
Yeah.
There used to be, when we were growing up, they had something called an erector set. Remember those? It's me and you are the only guys that remember anything.
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Because in your country, they didn't have it. In America, they did it. So, no, the shaila is, let's get it practical, because Legos everybody plays with. Now the shaila is, can you play with Legos on Shabbos? So when we were learning the halachas, we always learned that you're not allowed to play with Legos on Shabbos. I'm not talking about babies, but I'm saying adults should not be playing with Legos on Shabbos. I saw later on that there's certain contemporary poskim that hold you could play with Legos on Shabbos because it's not really, because it's made to take in and out. But when we were learning halacha, we learned that the Legos is because you're actually connecting them firmly. And remember the log cabins?
Lincoln logs.
Lincoln logs, I say. Lincoln, Tinker toys. Remember those? God, almighty. Those things are mamish interconnection. What? Magnetiles, many people say you can play. Okay, I saw that in Aloha. Most people, most opinions that I saw say you can play with magnets and Shabbos. There are opinions I saw say you can't play with magnets and Shabbos. I don't understand why. They say it's because connecting, I don't know. Because magnets are made to take on and off. It's so not construction or anything like that. But you know, there's an interesting shaila in Al-Trebe Shechon Aruch. Very quickly, can you put up a mechitza between men and women on Shabbos? Is that called constructing a wall?
In the synagogue?
In the shul.
To prevent them from sleeping with each other.
Kuch nefesh. Anyway, to be continued tomorrow.